Busy times in the world of October. Why? We see lots of fundraisers this time of year, especially with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, plenty of walks and everything else.
It's but walk season for sure.
It is walk season, but we always have Alan come in because he's a member of Kiwanis, and Kiwanis has one. See, there's walks and there's runs, and then Kiwanis
and then
has
Kiwanis
eating.
Kiwanis does the chili to warm us up after all of this.
Exactly, right. And that's coming up. Alan, it's coming up when? When is the Operation Chili for Children? I can smell it cooking already. When do we get things rolling?
October the 23rd.
So that's this Friday.
Absolutely. And before we go any further, I want to say the entire membership of Kiwanis Club of Bloomington brings their best wishes to Keith Klein.
Very nice.
Speedy recovery.
He'll appreciate that.
And Keith and I, Keith, yeah, where you at, man? We hope he's feeling better. And you know, if Keith's feeling better, he might be down there eating some chili, supporting a great cause.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Operation Chili. Go ahead, Margaret.
Last year, when I drove past when they were doing this, you couldn't eat. There was stuff everywhere. It was like they were causing traffic problems. So I want everybody to know that if it's going to cause traffic problems, it must be delicious.
Oh, absolutely. So. Absolutely. And we serve a full menu with this. It's homemade chili and vegetarian chili, homemade cornbread, salad, hot dogs, pizza for kids, and soft drinks. And this year we've added something new. One of our sponsors is Starbucks, and there's going to be a Starbucks iced tea bar.
Well, my wife will be there then.
There is nothing missing here.
No, there's not.
Nothing missing here.
And you know, there's going to be glitz and glamour too. Our official hostesses are Miss Indiana University Lauren Menarji and Miss Indiana University Black and Gold Justice Coleman. And we're also going to have appearances by the Monroe County Fair Queen, Hannah Reinert. And we're going to have Miss Kiwanis Balloon Fest, which is Kelsey Harrington.
Wow.
So lovely ladies, delicious food. And Alan, let's not forget we're supporting a couple of great causes here. Tell us how Operation Chili for Children came together and who it benefits here locally in our community.
Well, this is the fourth year, and we wanted to do something to continue to help the youth of Indiana.
Which is Kiwanis' main goal.
Right, right. We're an international group of volunteers who are dedicated to improving the world one child and one community at a time. And that includes children from birth to college graduation. And one of the projects we took up when visually impaired preschool services started in the year 2011, Kiwanis came on board right away. And this is a program that helps children from birth to age three who are born vision impaired or blind. And there was not one single solitary program anywhere.
Not in that age group.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Absolutely nothing. And since 2011, we're now helping 174 blind and visually impaired kids, and if you can believe this, over 300 are on a waiting list.
Aww.
And legislation has been passed because of the efforts of visually impaired preschool services and Kiwanis clubs throughout the state. And an allocation was made to the state budget for the first time this year. To help these children. So we're really moving forward and we're seeing progress. So your $6 for a chili dinner has really made a difference, has really impacted the lives of children throughout the state of Indiana. On top of that, we're helping the Indiana 4-H Military Partnership. Now, that was originally Operation Military Kids. And that is a program that works with the children of deployed men and women from the state of Indiana. If you're one or both of your parents have been deployed, they must be residents of the state of Indiana. And Indiana 4-H Military Partnership works with them throughout the deployment period to help these kids. And then the third beneficiary is the Kiwanis Youth Programs. In Monroe County, Kiwanis Club of Bloomington co-sponsors, along with South Central Indiana Kiwanis Club, the three K-Kids programs. It's in three different elementary schools, and we have two Builders Clubs, which is junior high schools, and we have the Key Club out at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville, and then Circle K at IU. And the funds that we get from Operation Chili for Children will be divided evenly between Visually Impaired Preschool Services, Indiana 4-H Military Partnership, and the Kiwanis Youth Program.
And all those funds stay right here in Bloomington and Monroe County for the most part. So you're you're helping the people, and you're helping your neighbors basically do
absolutely,
all this.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, oftentimes we go to these events and we hear, and we feel good about giving this money to these causes, but often we don't hear what the results are. And so for you to give us the information,
you get legislation,
legislation and so forth, I think that's a really important thing to let folks know that their money is serving some really great causes.
Yes, absolutely. And like I say, so many people say, well, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to buy a ticket. I don't count. I don't mean, you know, all the people that just spent $6 last year, look at what it's done.
And yeah, the last amazing. 4 years just spending, you know, you're not even up to $25 yet, and you're making a difference.
Right.
Alan Pease is our guest this morning. He's with the Bloomington Kiwanis Club. Operation Chili for Children. We need to get to the important part. Where is this, and what time is everything going on this Friday, October 23rd?
It's going to be 4:30 to 7:30.
Nice window there, so you can get the early birds. You can come a little bit later.
Absolutely. And it's going to be at the Indiana National Guard Armory, 3380 South Walnut Street. And I want to say adults are $6. Veterans and high school and college students are $5. And children 10 and under are $4.
Excellent. And again, all that
very
money going
simple
to a cause.
And very cost effective. Where else can you go and have dinner?
Your
kid for that kind of money.
Alan has reminded us it's called Operation Chili for Children, but pizza and hot dogs for kids. Uh-huh. So don't think it's just a chili cook-off where,
right. So
well, my
kids
don't eat chili.
Like that,
well, they eat pizza, don't they?
They all eat pizza.
Now, salad, maybe salad. Yeah. Yeah, maybe not.
Well, we got the salad and the vegetarian chili for
and the cornbread.
The adults.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. Starbucks iced tea bar, that would get my wife over there in a second if she was free that evening. But it's a great get-together. This is year number four of it. And again, it's at 30. I'm going to give the address so people can put in into their GPS or into their phone. 3380 South Walnut Street. People from Bloomington know where it is. We have a lot of new people in town, right. A lot of new listeners, a lot of people supporting it. And your club is starting to grow as well, you told us before we came on the air. Talk about some of the new things happening at Kiwanis that are exciting.
Well, we inaugurated our new president, Thomasina O'Connor. She's an IU graduate.
Now, what does she do for a living? Because this blew me off the doors.
She's a nuclear physicist.
Of course she is. There you go, because... Well,
and I don't even know how to spell that.
I don't even have a joke for it because it's out of my league. But that's great that people in the younger generation are getting involved. Because
that's really good. And you said she's turned into quite an effective leader. So that's really wonderful.
Yes.
And then you have some other people involved too now.
We have. Well, I wanted to say. This is a community-wide event, Operation Chili for Children.
Yes, it's not a military event, and it's not a Kiwanis event. It's a Bloomington event, and that's why we have you on today, to make sure people don't think there's a barrier to joining this or being a part of it.
Right.
It's not. Just because you have to go to the
armory.
The armory, there's 1,000 places to park. It's easy to get in. It's
easy to
get out.
Right.
Don't be afraid. It's probably the safest place you're ever going to go in your life, and you're contributing to a great cause as well.
The team leaders of this are Kiwanis Club of Bloomington and the Indiana National Guard Family Readiness Group.
Okay.
And also putting it on is Circle K at IU, Delta Gamma Sorority, Delta Theta Tau Sorority, the IU Army ROTC, and pageantry at IU Student Organization. That's the group of students who put on the Miss IU Scholarship pageant. And
so you've got help from everybody, which makes it great.
Yes, and it's just spread throughout the community.
All these diverse groups have
come together to make this happen. And like Delta Gamma Sorority, they put on a bake sale at this event, and it's been a huge success.
Buy pastries after a bowl of chili and or two,
take home some, bring home some brownies.
I can hear myself getting fatter.
Oh my goodness,
Alan, you've got some great sponsors too. Let's thank them while we have a couple minutes left here this morning. Because again, as you mentioned, you have plenty of groups that help make this possible, but you have local businesses who have also been involved to give back to their community, and that's what this is about. Operation Chili for Children coming up this Friday, October 23rd, 4:30 to 7:30 at the Indiana National Guard Armory, 3380 South Walnut Street, right here in Bloomington. Who do we need to thank, Alan?
Well, we have the red, white, and blue team of sponsors includes the white sponsors, which is Delta Theta Tau and the Herald Times. And our blue sponsors are American Legion Post 18, Bankers Life, the Bloomington North Exchange Club, BtownMenus.com, Chick-fil-A, McCormick's Creek Rehabilitation and Skilled Nursing Center, Smile Promotions, and Starbucks. And our friend sponsors are Arlington Heights Veterinary Hospital, Babs Supermarket, Hilton Garden Inn, Yogi's Grill and Bar, and quilt maker Tony Steerwalt. And then our fan sponsors are Blooming Foods, Cardinal Stage Company, IU Alumni Association, and Jackson Creek Kroger. Now, is that diverse or what?
That's Bloomington, and that's yes. How it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Alan, great job as always. The Operation Chili for Children, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, the Indiana National Guard Family Readiness Group, Circle K at IU. Coming up Friday, October 23rd, 4:30 to 7:30. Go ahead, buddy.
We can't forget.
We won't.
At 6 o'clock.
The colors.
The presentation of colors. Marseille Chastain, who is a phenomenal
product of
Bloomington High School North, will be singing the national anthem.
She's done phenomenal. So at many IU games I've worked at. She's very good.
And Miss IU and Miss IU Black and Gold will be participating in the presentation of colors. And so will the commander of the American Legion and the president of the American Legion Auxiliary and the president of the VFW Auxiliary.
Another you got all the heavy hitters
group.
Out there. That's right.
Yeah.
And it's great to see our community come together because, again, children cannot help themselves, and people in the military whose families are deployed serving our country.
They can really use your hands, too.
And they
Absolutely.
Deserve every bit of help they can get because they do the things that we're all chicken to do. And don't forget that why we're enjoying our freedom and stopping by Starbucks later today and doing all that stuff. That's important, and those people deserve all the help they can get. Alan, great job as always.
Thank you.
We'll have this interview up later on our website, WGCLradio.com. We'll send it out to all your friends. Pass it along.
We'll have all the information there so people can find it again. So.
And remember to have a light lunch on Friday.
There you go.
You can eat chili.
Maybe even don't eat lunch. Just go in there really hungry.
You got a little teaser to get you. You need that energy to drive over there and have some of that.